Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 550. Today, we are going to read verse 59 of the Parents' Tao Te Ching. This one is called, Be Ambitious for Joy. To experience joy as a parent, you must be free of ambition for yourself and for your children. Ambition stiffens the muscles and makes the spirit brittle. You cannot move with ease in the winds of change. But if you release ambition, you can use all of life, good and bad, as fuel for the fires of joy. Because you demand nothing, you have everything, as do your children. Do you have ambitions, hidden or not so hidden, for yourself and for your children? Are they reasonable? What will happen if they are not achieved? The adolescent years are filled with discouragement. Children often compare themselves to impossible standards of achievement, beauty, and popularity. Don't encourage these comparisons. Encourage joy. This is a terrific, terrific verse. And I think so because it's true, right? When we have ambitions, what I will also call expectations, that's where we come into problems. When we have high expectations for our children, they may or may not live up to them. If they live up to them, then what happens to our expectations? Do they go even higher? Do we praise them for meeting our expectations? And then what kind of pressure does that put on our kids to maybe feel like they have to meet our expectations all the time, or they're failing somehow? I've worked with many people, many parents over the years who run into problems around expectations, either power battles with their kids or lecturing when kids don't live up to their expectations, or worry and fear. When their kids do live up to their expectations, sometimes then they get worried because then the bar has been set, and then they become worried, what if they don't meet my expectations next time? Having what the author calls ambitions and what I call expectations are usually just a recipe for contentiousness between us. If we can instead model the kind of morals and values that we hope that our children will learn to adopt, and if we model the way we want them, we hope that they will move in the world and behave in the world, whether it's being kind to others or working hard in school or working hard at work, whatever those kinds of things are, rather than stating our expectations, either verbally or non-verbally, what if we just live our lives and try to set a good example and allow our children to come to their own conclusions about how they would like to live their lives? If they see us living a good life, being a good person, and being content, it's going to be a very attractive offer or a very attractive idea to them, and they too will want to be a good person, and they too will want to live a good life and be content. But if they see us constantly berating ourselves, talking down about ourselves, working till the stress is over the top, wearing ourselves out, being dissatisfied and unhappy and unsettled and discontent, feeling discontent with our lives, they're going to pick up on that too. So I think more powerful than expectations, is just trying to live your life and set a good example for your kids. And watch your expectations. Try to find joy instead. If your kid leaves a mess on the floor, well, then you can work through that, right? You can help them clean it up. You can talk to them about why leaving the mess on the floor isn't something that you appreciate. And you can come up with a plan for how they will clean up their mess. But doesn't that sound a lot better than fighting and arguing about it and punishing them and laying out all kinds of threats and yelling and all that kind of stuff? Just pick up your own mess and talk to them about why it's a good thing for them to pick up theirs. And then maybe help them or model for them what you want. And of course, that's true definitely for younger kids, that you have to model picking up after themselves. But then even in their older childhood years, how about just explain to them why it feels important to you? And maybe that will inspire them to want to ease a burden that you are feeling or a stress that you are feeling, rather than fighting and arguing about it. So that's what I'm thinking today about this verse. I hope that gives you some ideas for your own parenting. But this verse 59 is called Be Ambitious for Joy. And I think in this crazy world of 2020, this crazy year, I don't think there's ever been a better time to be ambitious for joy. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very joyful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.